You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13 to 15. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood ye have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. The Bible clearly says to us that evil men and impostors, they will grow worse and worse. Brethren, people will get worse in the world. You will see more and more of evil men. It says they will grow worse, deceiving people, they themselves even being deceived. The world is becoming more and more a terrible place to be. Husbands betraying wives, wives betraying husbands, children killing parents, parents destroying children, brother destroying sister, sister killing brothers, is going to get worse. Impostors, people who are not part of us, people who are not part of Jesus, they will hold the microphone, they will be on our pulpit, they will become bold, they will become bigger. The Bible says this will surely happen. There will be more and more deception. In fact, if you are not daily on alert at guard against deception, you are probably deceived. The entire world is so much under deception. You will not just, you can't just comprehend how deceitful the world is. You tune in into news, you think that they are responsible media organization, they are telling you the facts. They are not. In most cases, they are not. They are just information that people paid for. And information that somebody feels this is what we want you to hear. The entire world is full of deception here and there. A man that has HIV got married to a lady who happens to be a virgin, only to for that lady to get HIV in marriage. And when the lady did test and showed that she was HIV positive, she was wondering. They asked the man to come for test. The man said he has always known he was HIV positive. And yet, he went into marriage with somebody. You see, you will continue to hear of very terrible and wicked stories. But, verse 14 says, you must continue in the things that you have learned. It means there are things you must learn if you don't want to be deceived. There is an antidote to deception. He said, I'm being assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. There are two issues here. What you are learning, whom you are learning it from. As it's important what you are learning, it's also important who is teaching you. For there are many false preachers today saying all kinds of nonsense. If that's what you expose your life to, if that is what you release your heart to, you will just be deceived forever. It says, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures. That is the antidote. It is the Holy Scriptures. If you forsake the Holy Scriptures, if you do not give attention to rightly dividing the word of truth, you cannot stand in the days that we are in. It's a day of deception. He says, that is the only thing that is able to make you wise. It's not social media that will make you wise. It is the Holy Scriptures that is able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So you see that you cannot neglect the Holy Scriptures, particularly in the times that we are. May you receive understanding in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.